ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवी सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिके। थैंक यू वेरी मच। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 30 द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रचेतास टेक्स्ट नंबर 19। गृहेषु आविशतां चापि पुंसां कुशलकर्मणां मदवार्ता यातयामानां नाबन्धाय गृहामतः। गृहेषु आविशतां चापि पुंसां कुशलकर्मणां मदवार्ता यातयामानां नाबन्धाय गृहामतः। गृहेषु आविशतां चापि पुंसां कुशलकर्मणां मदवार्ता यातयामानां नाबन्धाय गृहामतः। गृहेषु In family life, avishatam, who have entered, cha, also, api, even, punsam, of persons, kushala karmanam, engaged in auspicious activities, mat varta, in topics about me, Yata is expended. Yamanam, whose every moment, na, not, bandaya, for bondage, griha, household life, mataha, considered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Those who are engaged in auspicious activities and devotional service certainly understand that the ultimate enjoyer or beneficiary of all activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, when one acts, he offers the results to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and passes life always engaged in the topics of the Lord. Even though such a person may be participating in family life, he is not affected by the results of his actions. Please repeat. Those who are engaged in auspicious activities, in devotional service, certainly understand that the ultimate enjoyer or beneficiary of all activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, when one acts, he offers the results to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and passes life always engaged in the topics of the Lord. Even though such a person may be participating in family life, he is not affected by the results of his actions. Purport. Generally, a person living in a family becomes overly attached to fruitive activity. In other words, he tries to enjoy the results of his activities. A devotee, however, knows that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer and the supreme proprietor, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Consequently, the devotee does not consider himself the proprietor of any occupation. The devotee always thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the proprietor. Therefore, the results of his business are offered to the Supreme Lord. One who thus lives in the material world with his family and children never becomes affected by the contaminations of the material world. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 9. Yagyarthat karmano anyatra loko ayam karma bandana tat artham karma kaunteya mukta sanga samachara. One who tries to enjoy the results of his activities becomes bound by the results. One who offers the results or profits to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, does not become entangled in the results. This is the secret of success. Generally, people take sannyas to become free from the reactions of fruitive activity. One who does not receive the results of his actions, but offers them instead to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, suddenly remains in a liberated condition. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sri Rupa Goswami confirms this. Iha yasya hare dasye karmana manasa gira nikhilasu api avasthasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. If one engages himself in the service of the Lord through his life, wealth, words, intelligence, and everything he possesses, he will always be liberated in any condition. Such a person is called a jivan mukta, one who is liberated during this lifetime. Devoid of Krishna consciousness, those who engage in material activities simply become more entangled in material bondage. They have to suffer and enjoy the actions and reactions of all activity. This Krishna consciousness movement is therefore the greatest boon to humanity because it keeps one always engaged in Krishna's service. The devotees think of Krishna, act for Krishna, eat for Krishna, sleep for Krishna and work for Krishna. Thus everything is engaged in the service of Krishna. A total life in Krishna consciousness saves one from material contamination. As stated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Krishna bhajane yaha hai anukula vishaya baliya tyage taha hai phula. If one is so expert that he can engage everything or dovetail everything in the service of the Lord, to give up the material world would be a great blunder. One should learn how to dovetail everything in the service of the Lord, for everything is connected to Krishna. That is the real purpose of life and secret of success. As reiterated later in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text 19, Tasmat asakta satatam karyam karma samachara asakto hya acharan karma param apanoti purusha. Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty. For by working without attachment, one attains the Supreme. The third chapter of Bhagavad Gita specifically considers material activities for the purpose of sense gratification and material activities for the purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Just to explain, the third chapter specifically deals with those activities which are for sense gratification and those activities which satisfy the Lord. The conclusion is that these are not one and the same. Material activities for sense gratification are the cause of material bondage, whereas the very same activities for the satisfaction of Krishna are the cause of liberation. How the same activity can be the cause of bondage and liberation can be explained as follows. One may get indigestion due to eating too many milk preparations, condensed milk, sweet rice, and so on. But even though there is indigestion or diarrhea, another milk preparation, yogurt mixed with black pepper and salt, will immediately cure these maladies. In other words, one milk preparation can cause indigestion and diarrhea, and another milk preparation can cure them. If one is placed in material opulence due to the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he should not consider that opulence a cause for bondage. When a mature devotee is blessed with material opulence, he does not become affected adversely, for he knows how to employ material opulence in the service of the Lord. There are many such examples in the history of the world. There were kings like Prithu Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka, Dhruva, Vaivasvata Manu, and Maharaj Ikshvaku. All of these were great kings and were especially favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If a devotee is not mature, the Supreme Lord will take away all his opulence. This principle is stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yasyam Anugranami Harishye Tad Dhanam Shane. My first mercy shown to my devotee is to take away all his material opulence. Material opulence detrimental to devotional service is taken away by the Supreme Lord, whereas a person who is mature in devotional service is given all material facilities. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Jakshurana Militangyana Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Griheshu avishatam chapi punsam kushala karmanam madvarta yata yamanam na bandaya grihamataha. Those who are engaged in auspicious activities in devotional service certainly understand the ultimate enjoyer or beneficiary of all activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, when one acts, he offers the results to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and passes life always engaged in the topics of the Lord. Even though such a person may be participating in family life, he is not affected by the results of his actions. there's a wonderful lesson being imparted by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. The lesson is that we have come to devotional service, to devotional life, but we have a mixed experience. We experience the wonderful effects of devotional life, the ecstasy, ananda, but we also have the experience that is unpleasant, born of our material life. So we have a mixed experience. So the lesson here is how we can make it a very pure experience of spiritual life. We have a mixed experience because sometimes we are able to be very Krishna conscious. And when you are, immediately janayate ashu vairagyam, immediately there is an experience of spiritual ecstasy. Mam chaya vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samatite. There is, you immediately experience a transcendental experience. It is different. However, when we are unable to be Krishna conscious, then again there is this unpleasantness in our life. Dukkha dosh anudarshanam. So the lesson here is this art. In the third chapter of the Gita, it is called the art of work, kushalam karma. This art. What is this art? This art is that of using everything for Krishna's service. In essence, this is the art. Now, the perfection of this art is how to do it all the time. All the time. And it is possible. It is not impossible. But it is an art. Art means it has to be learned. We have to learn it. We have to cultivate. We should not be disheartened that I don't have an unadulterated, pure experience of Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. We should not be disheartened. We should remember, I am experiencing some spiritual ecstasy, but I have to cultivate this art to the point that I can experience it all the time. That's what has to be learned. So Srila Prabhupada gives examples of a number of devotees. He mentions Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka, Dhruva. Essentially, these are persons who were surrounded by a lot of material opulence. They were the emperors of the entire world. Their sovereignty, their rulership was unchallenged. Everything belonged to them. But they were not adversely affected. See, there is a problem that a living entity conditioned living entity does not understand. Possessions do not give you happiness. But this is our conditioning. We think the more I possess, the more I own, the more I will be happy. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddoham. This is our conditioning. But the art of Krishna consciousness teaches us that we do not become the loser by disowning everything we may have and giving it to Krishna. The living entity is afraid. Usually, if he gives up something, he becomes a loser. It's a calamity. And that is true. Materially, if you lose it, you cannot be happy. But Krishna is different. Giving something to Krishna is not the same as losing. But that's something we don't fully understand, you see. We don't fully understand this. We understand it to some extent, but not fully. The Prachaitas are a very interesting example. They are being asked to rule over for 1 million celestial years, 360 million earth years, with unchallenged sovereignty. It is a blessing because it is not what we think. Materially, it's not. It's a spiritual blessing. Because they know the art of using it for Krishna's service. This is the point. This is the whole point of this entire purport. Srila Prabhupada has so painstakingly explained. He starts the argument by explaining yagyarthat karmano anyatra loko ayam karma bandana. Anyatra karma, any karma, any activity other than for the sake of yagya, karma bandana, it binds us. So even if you give your possessions to somebody else, it binds you also. It does not give you spiritual experience. However, when you use it for Krishna, for yajna, for sacrifice, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is a different, it has a different effect. The same thing. Our car, our house, wife, children, opulence, the same thing has a different effect if you have learned the art of giving it to Krishna, doing it for Krishna. So immediately we cannot be expected to have children for Krishna. So we have to learn how to use things for Krishna at a small level, at a small step, little things. I will offer the food I'm about to eat to Krishna. Now just take that example. We see that actually, first of all, Krishna does not eat it in the sense that nothing is left for you. Now you might say, well, then perhaps Krishna did not eat it. That's a valid question. But Krishna says, Ashnami, I do eat. You have to have faith in Krishna. He says that since you offer to me, I will eat it. Ashnami. He's not saying, I will look at it, I will bless it, I will see it. He says, I eat it. But Krishna is a spiritual personality. He's not material. His eating is spiritual. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pasyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti. His angani, his limbs are not ordinary. his eating is not ordinary. But he assures you, he assures us, I eat. Now, since we are devotee of Krishna, we have faith in Krishna's words. Now the question is, what is the difference? What is the difference between food offered to Krishna and that which has not been offered to Krishna? So this is where, see, this is where we have to overcome our conditioning. For example, we have to start with the point that we think I'm the body. And yet, Krishna has explained in the second chapter, you're not the body. You're the spirit soul. Avinashi tu tat. You do not die when the body dies. So that means we can only understand this through our buddhi, our intelligence. We cannot see it with our eyes. So just like it is a fact that you're the soul and not the body, similarly, food offered to Krishna is spiritual. It appears to be the same, but actually it is spiritual. Now how is that? Because it has a different effect. With food that is not offered to Krishna, it increases your lust. Kamesha, krodesha, raja guna, samud bhava. So this is the play, this is the dynamic that is going on. In food that is normally eaten without being offered, it increases our lust. It does not decrease it. Whereas spiritual food, when Krishna says, I have eaten, it has a different effect. It has a purifying effect. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Swa Alpam Punya Vatam Rajan Vishwasa Naiva Jayate. Yudhishthir Maharaj says that those who have no faith in Mahaprasad, in Govinda, Nama, in the holy name of Govinda, he is lacking any piety. Swa Alpam Api Asya. He does not even have even a small amount of piety. So we require some sukriti, some ability to understand that actually there is a difference between material and spiritual, though it appears to be the same. Milk products, too much of them cause indigestion, diarrhea. Yet another milk product, it is milk only, it is nothing else. But in the form of yogurt, it cures the indigestion and the diarrhea. Krishna activities, your husband, your wife, your bank balance, your car, your house, when it is used for Krishna, it does not bind you. Yagyarthat karmano anyatra loko ayam karma bandana. Tat artham karma kontya mukta sangha. This activity does not bind you now. But it has to be learnt. And it starts with offering your food. If you can learn to offer your food to Krishna with devotion and start to see that actually I'm not the loser. I do not lose by making a sacrifice. Now, the interesting thing is, even when you distribute that prasad, you do not lose. You see, that's another stage, further advanced. Why? Because you're not the body. The soul doesn't really need, it doesn't really need quantity of anything. It's unsatisfied because of a lack of a relationship with Krishna. So when you distribute, your relationship with Krishna is enhanced. So therefore, even though you have less of the prasad you just got from Krishna because you gave it away to other devotees, you're actually more satisfied. Those devotees who distribute prasad, there's an interesting experience. The cooks and the prasad distributors, sometimes they're not hungry after cooking and after distributing themselves. They're not that hungry. Because this is a spiritual experience. It's not a bodily experience. It's a soul experience. And the intelligent devotee is the person who allows himself to have such a spiritual experience. We have to have some faith and let go. See, we're conditioned, so we think, I still should hold on to something. You know, that's shown in the example of Draupadi, right? When her sari is being taken off. So, again, really, like Arjuna, she's a pure devotee. But this is to illustrate, to teach us. So while she was still hanging on, it was a futile attempt. But when a person can genuinely take full shelter of Krishna, Krishna is there. Krishna is not a figment of our imagination. This world is not a figment of our imagination. To use the same phrase, it's actually a figment of Lord Mahavishnu's imagination. It's an amazing imagination, but it's Krishna's imagination. So Krishna, when a living entity is able to surrender, able to genuinely take shelter of Krishna, Krishna is there. He became the sari. For Krishna, it's not a problem. Our struggles for Krishna are not a problem. For us, they're a problem. I need so many rupees per month. I need it. Without it, I'm in trouble. I have to pay for my lodgings, my clothes, my food. I need this much. I need this much food. Your body needs it. It's true. You're right. Your body does need it. However, you're not the body. You're not the body. Even if your body needs food, shelter and money, you the soul do not need it. So if we learn the art of surrendering to Krishna, Krishna takes over. Now he's not going to supply you what you need. He is going to supply you what he needs for you to do for his service. Now it's different. Now it's completely different. Now you are not the important. Just like you go and work for a big company. Any big company. IBM, some big company. They want you to do something for them. They want you to go to America for a meeting, do a presentation. Now, you have your own needs. You need a car, your house, your travel expenses. But this is IBM's work. They will arrange for your air travel. You're staying there. Your food. Everything. It's not your problem. So similarly, Krishna has his company. It's a huge company. You say, I am your servant. So Krishna says, oh, you're my servant? Good. I was looking for a servant. Nobody is serving me. I was waiting for you. Can you take care of this palace? Can you take care of this kingdom? Can you take care of all these people? Can you enlighten them? Can you guide them? Can you teach them Bhagavad Gita? Everything changes. Now it is not a question of your two chapatis. Because Krishna, now the interesting thing is Krishna does have things he wants done. He does. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya chuduskrita dharma samsthapana arthaya. He does. He has some objective. Whilst we have our own little needs and wants, my clothes, my food, but Krishna has his own program. You become part of his program, your needs are finished. Your need is only two chapatis. Alright, maybe 10 chapatis. But you cannot want 100 chapatis. You will suffer. You only have a limited need. For Krishna, it is nothing. Eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. He is supplying the needs of everyone since time immemorial. Every place in the entire universe. Sarva gata sthanu. Every nook and corner of the entire creation Krishna is supplying. Your needs are nothing. But you have to become his servant. That's the point. Then according to his pleasure, he will use you. You have to cultivate this art of surrendering to Krishna, to depending on Krishna. Avashya rakhibe Krishna. Vishwasa palan. You have to cultivate this faith that without doubt Krishna will protect me. He will maintain me. But our shraddha, our faith is komal. It's not on the level of Draupadi. So therefore sadhana bhakti means to cultivate my level of faith in Krishna. Slowly, every day, more and more. And to experience that actually Krishna does look after me. He does not leave me high and dry. Now, a word of caution. Sometimes we experience difficulties where we didn't get enough food, where we didn't get enough money. That was not due to Krishna. That was due to our own karma. That's why we have a mixed experience. Our karma is actually bad. It's not very nice. You might think it's very good, but go out in the material world and see. It's not very nice. It's a struggle for existence. Mana shastindriyani prakriti sthani karshati. It's a great karshati, great struggle. So don't be bewildered. That is not Krishna. We're not depending on Krishna. We're depending on our karma, our ability, our chaturai, our cleverness. I will sort this out. I will maneuver. So this is the lesson. It's a deeper lesson. But there's also the Holy Name Week. And today's verse is the sixth verse of the Shikshashtaka. Nayanam galad ashru dharaya vadanam gad gada rudaya gira pulakai nichitam vapu kada tava nama grahane bhavishyati. Oh my Lord, Lord Chaitanya is saying in the sixth of his Shikshashtaka. O my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up, and when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name? So again, by Krishna's arrangement, this is completely tying in with the verse of the Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya is expressing a high level of dependency on Krishna. He is saying, I want such dependency on your holy name that actually I choke up when I recite it. I am so absorbed that the tears of love flow from my eyes at the recitation of your holy name. That is so important to me, that it means so much to me, that it affects me, affects my bodily symptoms. So this is the perfection of depending on Krishna. Actually, one thing has to be acknowledged. Even if we don't seek to depend on Krishna, it is Krishna who is maintaining us anyway. Even through our karma, it is the Supreme Lord who is maintaining us. It is not us who is maintaining us. It is not me who is maintaining me. I'm dependent on the Lord's arrangement, even if I do not take shelter of his lotus feet. That's our position. So I thank you very much for all your patience. If there's any comment or question, please.
Is there a phone?
No. That was something I wanted to delve into if I had more time. That is called Tatastha Lakshana and Swarup Lakshana. So the Tatastha Lakshana, the marginal... The question was that if we are peaceful, we are better able to do Krishna consciousness. Am I right? No, it's correct. It's correct. So I'll have to repeat your point. That when we, for example, become renounced, we are more peaceful. And when we are peaceful, we are better able to practice Krishna consciousness. Am I in the ballpark, at least? Roughly. So I was trying to say that this Tatastha Lakshana means there are some marginal symptoms which are conducive for Krishna consciousness. Just like a person who is renounced, charitable, he develops a certain peaceful condition of life. But it's better to focus on the Swarupa Lakshana, the main point, which is to become Krishna conscious. Then naturally, you will become detached, peaceful enough to practice Krishna consciousness further. I wanted to emphasize more on that. But thank you for your comment. It was a nice... Any other? Yes, Prabhu. The art of? Right. How do we learn the art of dovetailing our things for Krishna's service? So I was trying to... How do I differentiate whether it's dovetailed or I'm just imagining it is dovetailed and it's not really? So thank you for the question. I was trying to say we start with prasad. We start there. we add little by little more and more and more. We expand. As we get faith by doing certain things for Krishna, and we realize that actually I'm not loser, then our ability to sacrifice more becomes possible. That's the art. Now it's best to start from there rather than saying, like you said, how do I differentiate whether I'm using it for... That question won't be there if you're already doing it organically, like if you have developed it slowly. If you have developed this surrender to Krishna, using things for Krishna slowly, you will know. You will know, I am doing this for Krishna. But if the question is there, that means it's not organic growth. In other words, it was, you're just trying. And it's best not to do something drastic because you do not have the required faith. Prahlad fell off the cliff. Krishna caught him. You fall off the cliff, the ground is going to catch you. You know, it's not... So we have to develop that stage of Prahlad Maharaj, where actually Krishna is reciprocating. Krishna is talking. You know, Krishna is with me. Yeah. Ideally, you should go to a person who has the surrender level that you want to emulate and take lessons from him. You go to a person who has that level of surrender that you seek to acquire, and you take his guidance. That is the... I will stop there. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.